Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Heather, what the hell was Kylie Jenner doing over the weekend?
Okay, so...
Because I got to say, of all the things the Kardashians have done that people might find objectionable, including like throwing Lamar Odom into the trash heap, this is at the or near the top of the list.
What about Chris Humphries, dude? Forget about that guy.
But they didn't leave him dying. I mean, Lamar Odom was found barely conscious, wasn't he?
It's a good point.
At a brothel.
At a brothel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So over the weekend, I saw this story almost everywhere I was looking for news last night. Kylie Jenner threw her daughter, adorable little daughter, Stormy, a first birthday party.
Wait, her daughter's name is Stormy?
Yes.
We've
talked about this as well.
Is she named after?
No, it is not spelled like
What's
Stormy
her middle name? Daniels?
I don't know if this is her middle name, Stormy Webster. Or is that Travis Scott's
real name?
Webster. Either or. Her daughter's name is Stormy, and she just turned one. And, you know, everyone does this, and it bothers me.
No, not everyone does this.
Okay, so listen to this. So she threw her daughter this outrageous first birthday party. They actually rented the entire back lot of Universal Studios.
Well, good for them.
And to enter...
Probably had a lot of guests.
To enter the first birthday, you know, you don't ring a doorbell and walk through a door. Oh, no, you enter this huge lifelike face of Stormy, and you walk through her mouth. And then once you get through the mouth, there's games, there's carnival rides, there's all sorts of stores and food. There's even a Stormy shop where you can grab merchandise that probably says... Stormy turned one, or whatever it said, or her face on it. Yeah, wild. And
was there a smash cake?
Probably. Of course, there has to be, right?
That's big for the one-year-olds.
That is the big thing for the one-year-olds. It was just obnoxious. Now, I know she is loaded, and she's got all the money in the world to do all this stuff, but I see this...
The Stormy mouth is really quite something.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not sure I'd walk through that.
It's outrageous.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was carnival rides. There was a butterfly rainbow forest. All sorts of things. And...
Oh, DJ Khalid was there.
And he gave her a very expensive gift.
He gave her first Chanel bag.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm 47. I've never gotten a Chanel bag. I mean, what the hell?
I know, right? Yeah. So it was just over the top outrageous and stupid. And I read this several times last night. And I kept thinking, this to me... This makes me so frustrated because, one, the child doesn't remember this. The child couldn't care less about this birthday party.
Right.
She doesn't need the gifts. She doesn't want a Chanel bag. She'd probably have more fun playing with wrapping paper or toilet paper rolls than a butterfly rainbow forest. And then I thought this was... I thought of you, Jeff, because I thought, obviously not to this scale, but I thought that this is something you would have done.
Yeah, because me and the Kardashians go hand in hand.
No, but... You throw your daughter a half birthday party.
Yeah, it's not going to happen again. You guys guilted me out of it, but yes.
I could picture you doing something like this for her first and a half birthday party.
Well, first of all, you're wrong, Heather, because she got a Louis Vuitton bag and not a Chanel bag for her first bag.
Yes.
From DJ Khalid?
Well, yeah, and you guys are not mentioning, by the way, you know the song that DJ Khalid sang?
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that last week.
Baby Shark.
Did you guys have a one-year-old birthday party for Olive?
Yes, we did.
Was it themed?
No, but her half-birthday party was themed Baby Shark. And I got a Daddy Shark t-shirt, and my wife got a Mommy Shark t-shirt, and Olive wore a Baby Shark t-shirt. Mm-hmm. What's the matter with
that? Everybody does this.
The kids love the Baby Shark.
And I know everyone has a first
Don't
birthday
act like
party.
You're better than
That's
this, Jamie.
Great and fine. You have some family over. You get the cake. I think it's cute. Their first time eating sugar and they smash. You didn't do that? You didn't do that with your kids?
No. Well, yeah, we did with our kids.
Bad parents. Bad parents.
Okay. Oh, this is a true story. When I was, I'm not even sure if my wife and I were married yet. We went to a first birthday party. And it was a pretty good drive. It was about a 45-minute drive. And it was like Saturday at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was like, are you kidding me? This is terrible. So we're standing around. I didn't really know anybody. We had one group of friends we kind of knew. I had a beer. They blew out the candles on the cake. And, of course, they don't blow out the candles.
No,
Mom
the parents
and Dad do. And then Grandpa didn't have the camcorder ready, so they restaged the entire thing. We had to do it again. And I said,
of course they did.
I said, this will never happen under my roof. And so as a result, we'll have family over like we do for all birthday parties.
You have your parents, your in-laws. Yes. Yes.
But I will never have a outside friend, et cetera, for a first birthday party.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. And it really bothers me because I know a lot of people do it.
Wait, it bothers you why, though?
Because why are you putting all this money into a birthday party
because
this child is not going to remember? No, I'm not. I'm off Stormy now. Forget about Stormy.
I got you.
I'm saying in general.
No, she's talking about you.
Well, no, listen, here's what I did, okay? First of all, that smash cake is big because I want the video of my kid tasting cake for the first time.
I like the smash cake.
No, I'm all about the smash cake.
You
just don't need friends and family around for the smash cake.
Well, I invited friends and family. I did because Olive deserved it, damn it.
Who was
there? You guys are so damn judgmental.
She's not going to remember it.
Her grandmothers were there.
She'll see photos of her smashing a cake and eating a frosting.
That's fine. Yeah. Family's fine. Were anybody not related to you or your wife there?
I don't think so.
Was Leech there?
Well, yeah, he came late.
Okay.
He was playing Keno.
Okay.
But yeah, no, listen, guys, I think you guys, both y'all, I've noticed from doing this show, filling in for Stoney, I feel that you guys are too judgmental when it comes to baby stuff. I do. You guys are very judgmental about my half birthday. I don't have kids, so I can judge all I want. I think you're way too judgmental. And Jamie sounds like he's kind of an absentee father. He's always talking about his kids are off doing their own thing and he's not even involved.
That's about right.
Yeah. So I'm the best dad here. Me and Tom are the best dads. And we know what's up. Tom, I guarantee you, gave his kid a first birthday party.
It was very low-key, though. It was family.
I'm cool with that. I just think you don't want Jamie to make fun of me. We did the cake thing.
We had family for first birthday, and we did the cake thing. Yeah, absolutely.
It's cute.
Because I think the problem is that in most instances, particularly with your firstborn, it is a big event, and you might have a baby shower beforehand. Some people even have, like, parties to come
see the baby.
Don't get me started on that. But like, I remember one friend of ours had something called like a sip and see or something like that, where they had a little, like on a Friday at 5, come over, have a beer and see the baby or something like that.
That's almost worse than the first birthday party.
Whatever.
My goodness, Heather.
But I'm saying 1 year later to essentially do it all over again, nobody wants to go to the, have you ever once with you and Allison said, I'm excited to go see a concert. Yes. I'm excited to go see a movie. Yes. Yeah. Have you ever once in your mind thought to yourself, I'm so excited to go to this first birthday party?
Yeah, but if you're close to the parents.
No.
Then you just go. You get some free cake. You probably get a little alcohol.
No, because
it's a production. Then you got to watch the kid try to open every single gift. And then like, oh, look, you got a train.
Most people want no part of that.
No, I don't.
Thinking back to Olive's first birthday, now that I'm thinking back to it, I'm getting older, so the memories are a little fuzzy. But, oh, yeah, we had a lot of people there. Now that I'm thinking about it, a lot of friends, too. And she got a ton of gifts. And you know what? I enjoyed the hell out of it. So screw you haters.
Did you really have a lot of people?
Yeah, we did. Now that I'm thinking back to it, our whole family room, which is a decent-sized room, was kind of filled now that I'm thinking back to it. So, yes, and I see
part
no
of the
issue.
Problem.
No. See, you guys are part of the problem because how dare you judge what other people do is fun?
Let me ask a question
I would just...
Talk some sense into these guys.
Should somebody get on a plane to go to a first birthday party?
Heck no.
Oh, God, no.
Like, even a grandparent?
No.
Well, no. No, see, I disagree. I disagree.
I say no to that. Okay, so I say no to that.
No.
My brother, who lives in San Francisco, Jamie's territory, right? And recently his daughter had her one-year birthday party. They rented out a picnic place in the park, one of the parks. And they enjoy themselves. And I told my mother to go. She lives in Detroit, obviously. She did not. But I think she should have went because I think these are great moments, especially for the grandparents. Absolutely. Go see the family.
You want to get to those ticket texts that are savaging me and Ms. Park?
Yeah. Here we go. I don't know why, but when somebody agrees with me, it's always for once I actually agree. It's never like, hey, I'm with Rieger. But here we go. For once, I actually agree with Rieger. Leave the guy alone if he wants to have a first birthday party for his kid, Derek, in the car.
Hold on a sec.
No.
Yeah, that's fine. You can do whatever you want. I don't care.
I'm not done.
Don't invite me.
I'm not done. Jeff is right. Everybody loves the baby shark. You can't get away from it. Have one kid, you're stuck with the baby shark for life. Why does Heather hate babies?
I just don't want people to spend so much money on something a kid is not going to remember. It's ridiculous. That's what I don't like.
I'm not done yet. Thank you for coming into the morning show and being the voice of reason. They're always wrong, and you, my friend, are finally setting them straight.
Wow.
There you go. See?
I mean, yes. Wow. And then here's one that says, Rieger, you are literally everything in capital letters. That's wrong with today's parents, so.
So that's not true. Here's... Other than the fact that when you threw your daughter into a, what is it, a pit of sharks?
A foam pit.
Foam pit, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But you, yeah, showed your wife... She was horrified, apparently.
If you don't want to be at a first birthday party, then don't go. There's nothing wrong with inviting friends. The first birthday is a celebration of keeping a baby alive for a year. No, it's not.
I kind of feel it is.
And more about the parents than the baby anyway. So they want their friends there. Let them have it. Lay off the haterade, Jamie. Ooh. And Heather. Rieger's actually right.
It can't just be Rieger's right. He actually has to be right.
I think it's actually good to clarify that because I want to make it clear. If you want to have one of these parties, go for it. I mean, to each their own. I'm not going to tell anybody what to do and what not to do. I'm just saying I'd appreciate being left off the invite list.
Do you have any idea? Jamie, you do. Heather, you don't. Tom, you do. Tony, you do. Do you have any idea what an accomplishment it is to keep that kid alive for a year? I mean, that's a tough, tough thing to do.
Do you have any idea what it's like to do it times three?
Yeah.
No, but once you get past the first one, you don't care about the second and third. They kind of do it themselves.
Yeah,
but the first one is all about survival. I remember the first 3-4 months, every night, 5-7 times a night, I was in there with my finger under her nose to make sure she's breathing.
I'll never forget one time we were here, and there's somebody who does not work here anymore who had young babies about the same time that Rieger had young babies. And this person revealed that he had a nanny or like some sort of an overnight nurse or something like that.
It was a night nanny.
And the look on his face was just one of complete and utter. It'd be like it said, and by the way, we're firing 90% of our work staff. He was just like, it was almost like, that's not fair.
It was disgust.
Yeah.
It really was.
You were so, so angry.
Because people don't know, if you don't have children, you have no idea how it changes your entire life.
Well, the first year.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm in year three.
But you're used to it now.
But yes.
No, but I'm saying you go from zero to... Like, I remember a friend told me when you get married on the scale of 1 to 10 in terms of life altering, it's like a 5 or 6, depending on whether or not you lived with the person.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, if you live with the person, it's probably more like a 2 or 3. He goes, having a baby, it's more like a 13. I mean, it's just so far beyond what you even expect.
Did you have that moment in the first few days when you had the first baby and you're just like, holy moly?
I remember.
Yes.
Because I was just about to say, Tom, you say stuff that you would never normally say. Like, there was a point, sleep deprived, my kid was in the NICU for a week. I remember talking and I think I yelled at Allison, what the F were we thinking?
Oh, yeah.
I think every parent's had that moment.
Our boy Kang, who is a relatively new parent, he's a Carson Anderson's producer. He was at the Christmas party, and at that time, he was kind of on leave, right? On a paternity leave.
Yes.
And he was at our Christmas party, and I was talking to him, and I gave him the classic line, and I realized when I said it that he was not going to want to hear it from me. And I said, don't worry, it gets better, it gets better. And he goes, everybody keeps saying that! He was pissed.
Angry, sleep-deprived king.
Yeah, you did not want to hear that from anybody at that point in time. Steve from Fraser, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Steve.
Hey, thanks for having me on. The baby's first birthday, I always kind of consider it a lot like the wedding. It's supposed to be about the man, the wife, but usually it's just about the bride. It's her day. The first birthday party for the kid, I always think it's a celebration for the mom. I always felt the party was more for her, kind of geared towards her showing off the first year of, you know, being a mom. That's how my mother explained it to me. Everybody got together, family, friends came by. And it was for the mother to show off, you know, the fact that she did it, you know, because that first year is tough for a new mom.
I feel like these first birthday parties are a relatively new phenomenon. Like, I don't know that we have
really?
One.
Really?
I think they're now for showing off on social media and taking pictures.
So what?
I like that idea. They should bring gifts for the mother instead of the baby.
I feel like the mother is celebrated a bit too much.
Yeah, what did the mom do?
We don't do anything.
Yeah. You know, what about the dad? I mean, seriously.
The push present, Mother's Day.
Showers.
The push present. Yeah, Don't even get me started. That's ridiculous.
I mean, you know how hard it is to take the kid away out of the house to give the mom a day?
Yeah.
It's very difficult to take her to, like, a mall.
Right. What did they really do?
Yeah, exactly. What did they do?
I just like to take a text that says simply, why does Heather hate babies?
So true.
That's a great one.
I didn't realize you guys felt like this.
I don't. I have no, again, do whatever you want. I don't care. Do whatever you want. Yeah. I'm a big believer.
You can
in
waste
that.
Your money on that 1-year-old.
Can I just read one more ticket text?
Sure.
There's one more. I like this one. Jamie is such a hater. All he loves to do is try to impress Heather. Heather, you don't have any children, so you have no room to comment.
Oh, I know. That's why I can't comment.
Down to this dynamic.
Judge all I want. I don't have any.
That's all I do. I spend most of my time trying to impress Heather.
This could
right?
be a great new bit.
Jamie trying to impress Heather. Yeah. How do I do that?
You trying to make a move there? Examples. We get Colin all concerned about it.
I don't know. You are sitting
awfully close.
No, we're really not. We're sitting as we normally sit. Don't try to cast aspersions.
He does kind of look over to Heather. Everything he says, you know how like Howard Stern.
Well, you are supposed to look at people when you talk to him.
Yeah, Howard Stern always said like he broadcast to Robin Quivers.
Yeah,
like Heather's your Robin.
Really? See, am I Howard Stern in this equation? This is fantastic.
I mean, if you want to.
I have told Heather in my past where I was a Boy Scout and I went to magic camp. I mean, all the things that usually impress women, I have shared those with her. So
stunning good looks.
See, that sounded facetious to me.
Wow. No, that actually sounded genuine.
No, it didn't.
You think Stoney tries to impress you?
Oh, no.
Time for news with Heather. All right, it's 8:13. Coming up next, it is time for news.
Hey, Heather, how do you like that delivery?
That's Stoney's delivery. You didn't hear that one?
No, I did. I'm just saying, since you try to impress her, I'm just curious how she thought. Never mind.
I would say unimpressed. Most of what Stoney and I do on a daily basis, Heather finds very unimpressive. I can guarantee you that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.